Media down in Iowa City just a little bit ago. Spring football right around the corner. We'll let you know what the coach had to say. Some football news today, as well as some Iowa basketball news. All that coming up on the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Welcome aboard. It is the Gym Class here at KGYM for a Tuesday. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann will join us coming up in just a little bit as he and Todd Brommelkamp, they are working their way back up from Iowa City, hopefully without a ticket. we'll let Todd explain that. As Kirk Ferentz met the media today, as spring football for Iowa, as well as most every school in Division I getting underway or right around the corner. As Kirk met the media today, not a lot of earth-shattering things to let you know about, but a few things, a little tidbits to let you know about. The spring too deep out, we'll let you know about that coming up here in just a little bit. The Gym Class being presented by Third Base Sports Bar on the corner of Blairs Ferry Road and C Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Stop on by for a terrific lunch. Stop by after work. Meet your friends out there. Great place to view the NCAA tournaments, the upcoming Major League Baseball season. Whatever sporting event is on your mind, we encourage you to stop on by at Third Base Sports Bar.
Before you make your way home, you need to get to third base, right?
Absolutely. I see where you went there. I see where you went there.
Okay.
I like that. Very good. Very good. Maybe they can make that their new catchphrase out there. I don't know. We'll see.
I come cheap. Speaking of football, that's a subject of the KGYMRadio.com poll question today. Access it there. Emil's Hideaway bringing it to you. What is the priority for Iowa football this spring? Would it be the linebackers, wide receivers, identifying backup quarterback, solidifying the offensive line, or the running back pecking order? We do not have an option for all the above.
Maybe we should.
what's the most pressing issue for you out there? 366-1600, or Hurting and Stocker Jewelers text line.
Yep. Probably best to use that today, because until Kyle gets back from Iowa City. Kirk Ferentz, that's a good place to start today, meeting the media down in Iowa City, as we mentioned, and as far as big changes are concerned, no, not really anything as far as big position changes or anything like that is concerned. One of the things people are talking about is the offensive tackle positions right now. Tristan Wirfs, it was thought, would be for sure the left tackle moving over from the right side. Kirk Ferentz said it really... He doesn't know right now between Alaric Jackson and Tristan Wirfs who is going to play left tackle, who's going to play right tackle, but I think it's pretty much set in stone unless something strange happens injury-wise or off the field that those two are going to be the starting tackles for the Iowa football team coming up next year. As far as your quarterback, backup, Peyton Manziel right now is listed as the backup, the redshirt freshman out of Belton, Texas. Nate Stanley, of course, is the incumbent and the heavy favorite to take the first snap for the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Some folks' new favorite player.
Peyton Manziel?
Yes.
I would agree with that. One change as far as the kicking is concerned. Miguel Racino still listed as the number one kicker. Caleb Shudak is now listed as the number two kicker. The sophomore out of Council Bluffs, Lewis Central. Again, two tight ends listed and only one wide receiver. Brandon Smith is listed as the number one wide receiver at this point. Well, I take that back. There are two wide receivers listed and two tight ends listed. Obviously, Iowa can't play with 12. That would be an advantage. Nick Easley at one wide receiver. Amir Smith-Marset behind him. Brandon Smith at the other receiver with... I should have looked up how to pronounce the young man's name. Kyle Groneweg is from West Lyon up in Inwood, and they've been very good to the Iowa Hawkeyes with the Snyders, LeVar Woods over the years. He is a transfer from the University of Sioux Falls, where he started off his football career. And Kirk Ferentz had good things to say about that young man wearing number 92 in your program and said he's going to take some catches away from some people that you would think that would make the catches. Well, in Kirk's homespun way, I guess. He's saying that he's done pretty well. The tight ends, T.J. Hockenson, Nate Weeding at one side. Then you got Noah Fant and Sean Beyer, the former Cedar Rapids Kennedy product, in there as well. Torrin Young, Ivory Kelly Martin, 1-2 at running back. Toksekin Rabade is back with the team. Didn't really elaborate what was wrong with him, but he said as long as his academic standing is fine, as long as he's healthy, he's going to be back in the fray. But he said they're going to make darn sure that he is healthy. So whatever happened is between the football staff and Tokes as far as injury or what happened off the field, and Kirk's not going to let anybody know about it.
Well, he is among those players that are going to sit out this spring, including Matt Nelson, the Xavier product, who certainly will fit in on the defensive line. He's not going to participate in spring drills as well. So, you know, the depth charts are a little skewed in that regard. Nobody that is injured is listed. Could be a reason that Dallas Jacobus, a teammate of Byers at Kennedy, is listed on the two deep.
Good for Dallas,
too. Making progress.
Yeah, great to see Dallas up there. And yeah, if you followed Metro football or just Eastern Iowa football, it's a great story right there. Preferred walk-on from Cedar Rapids Kennedy, and just had a tremendous senior season for the Cougars, and turned down some D2 offers to walk on in Iowa. And there he is in the two deep at left tackle. But like you said, Matt Nelson is not listed right now. Anthony Nelson listed there. Cedric Lattimore, Brady Reif, Parker Hesse, A.J. Epinesa behind Parker Hesse right now. Linebackers, I think, if I had to vote, as far as our poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway, I would vote linebacker. Not because I think that the three guys are weak or anything like that, but they're untested. They are untested. You don't graduate three starting linebackers very often in a football program, but that's what Iowa did. And right now, Christian Welsh is in the middle. The Wisconsin native, Nick Neiman, on one outside linebacker position, and then the senior out of Kansas City, Aaron Menz, at the other one. And then maybe the best battle that's lined up right now is at right corner, and that would be Ojemudia versus Manny Rugumba. Iowa's got four pretty good corners. And the safeties, of course, you got Amani Hooker and John Milani in there from Iowa City West, Jake Gervais and Geno Stone. So I think Iowa's doing pretty good at the secondary spot at this point.
Yeah, indeed. If you miss the offensive line, and from left to right, it's Wirfs, Russ Reynolds, I'm sorry, Keegan Render at center, then Levi Paulson at right guard, Alaric Jackson in right tackle. I think at least a couple of those are pretty interchangeable.
Yeah, I would assume. And Kirk said it's a fluid situation, like you said, as far as the spring depth chart is concerned. He kind of warned everyone, don't put a lot of stock into it. Yeah, you got to put some into it, but you know, it's going to change quite a bit before late August, Labor Day rolls around and the end of summer camp out there. 319-366-1600, your thoughts on that? Other things, Iowa football on the Hurtinus Dr. Jewelers text line. Again, 319-366-1600. Love to hear from you out there as we talk some football on the first day of spring. By the way, happy spring to everybody out there, even though it's, 39 degrees or something like that. Hawks are playing baseball, though. I just don't think that's a good idea, Mark.
Don't take one on the inside part of the bat.
There are so many things that could go wrong in a non-conference game with St. Louis University right now at Duane Banks Field. It's 1-0 St. Louis, by the way, in the first inning. Baseball was not meant to be played in 30-degree weather.
Kenneth on the text line, I vote wide receivers as a priority, but then realize they have to replace three seniors at linebacker. I'm glad someone else makes those decisions.
Yeah, and linebacker is going to be big. Very, very big. But I guess the saving grace for the Iowa football team is you've got a good – Iowa has among the best front fours in the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
Can we agree on that?
I agree.
Even up and down the line right there, I would agree on that. So you got that in front of a green linebacker crew, and Iowa definitely has a green linebacker crew at this point.
And don't get too excited about this depth chart because, again, it doesn't include injured players.
No.
It doesn't include incoming freshmen. And it really doesn't include who's going to make progress during the spring. So it's a starting point.
It is a
starting
point.
That's all it is.
Yeah. It is a starting point. More football news, this time on the pro front. We can move there at 14 past the hour of 3. We had the announcement a few months ago. The XFL is starting over again next year. It's going to be football league. They'll get started in February right after the Super Bowl, right in that area anyway. Well, CBS announced today that they are going to get into the football league business, if you will. As coming up, 2019, next spring, the Spring League Alliance of American Football. Now, this is backed by CBS. XFL has a little bit more NBC flavor to it. That's the way it sounds anyway. But the Alliance of American Football is going to start. It's going to be broadcast allegedly on CBS. It'll debut on February the 9th, 2019. Looks like the rosters are going to have around 50 players. Are you skeptical? Is that what I'm taking here?
I'd be surprised if it ever gets off the ground, but they've got some interesting concepts.
8 teams, cities to be announced in the next 3 months. Rosters will have 50 players each and built through primarily a regionally based draft. Some unique rules to the American, can we call it the AAF now? We're going to call it the AAF. No TV timeouts, like it. 60% fewer commercials. No kickoffs. No kickoffs. Instead of onside kicks, you're wondering how, if you're behind, how you're going to get the ball back. Instead of onside kicks, Mark, the trailing team will receive the ball on their own 35-yard line with a 4th and 10 coming up.
Their own 35.
On their own 35-yard line. So if they come up with a play that'll go for 10 yards, they get to keep the ball. I think it's a good concept. I may have made it 4th and 15 or something like that, because according to the percentages of getting an onside kick back, it's less than converting on a 4th down and 10. Let's just put it that way. There'll also be 30-second play clocks and mandatory 2-point conversion attempts after touchdown. So if you're a kicker, please do not apply to the AAF. You are not needed for that. Maybe the XFL, not the Alliance of American Football.
It's just not going to happen, Scott.
You're skeptical.
Yes.
Okay, I will mark you. Even with CBS backing it.
This is an idea that's being floated.
Right.
That's all. They're a long ways from.
They've already said February 9th, 2019, Mark. Well, the countdown clock is on.
How are they going to pay for it without commercials?
I think there's going to be a lot of guys trying to fill out rosters that are still intent on playing professional football somewhere. Maybe this is like a D-League type thing, if you will.
Cades and Troy, it will be a graduate school football. Don't need it. The young generation don't watch the NFL, so I don't expect ratings to be high.
True. But they got CBS coming, though. I think it's going to happen. I would put money on this more than I would the XFL return. That's what I would do. Charlie Ebersol, the son of the former NBC executive Dick Ebersol and McMahon's partner during the XFL's first go-around, is the man in charge of the Alliance of American Football. So maybe it's a family tradition that they try to get a new football league off the ground. I don't know. But allegedly in February next year, as soon as the Super Bowl is done, We will still have football. So, also with the NFL, this was leaked today, conveniently, by an NFL vice president. Changes are coming to the catch rule. It sounds like
good.
It sounds like you're not going to have, if there was a little bobbling on your way down to the ground, it's not going to be called an incompletion. Bobbling will be allowed as long as the catch is made. So you people, Cowboy fans, still bitter about Dez Bryant. Detroit Lion fans still bitter about Calvin Johnson against the Bears in the opener a few years ago. Pittsburgh Steelers fans last year cost them the Super Bowl more than likely. If this rule would have been around, you would be still playing.
Well, it's about time. That's all I have to say. And it's gotten so technical. I mean, survive the ground? I never got that. And what does that mean?
You can bobble the ball. I always thought you could bobble the ball a little bit.
Baseball, you can bobble the ball and still reel it in. Yeah.
Still a catch.
You don't even have to survive the ground in baseball.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
This is welcome to me.
Yeah, I agree. I agree about that. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on that. This was reported by various different people today, but now it apparently is official. This from Brady Ellingson himself, and he, as some people have expected, he is going to leave the Iowa basketball team as a grad transfer, and he is going to play his senior season somewhere else. And I don't think anybody's really shocked by this, and pretty soon you will have the official official declaration from the University of Iowa. Of course, Mark.
We thank him for his contributions, and we wish him well in his pursuits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
I think it's a good move for Brady
Ellingson,
and he's not getting many minutes. I think he's a decent enough player to help someone. Heck, you'll probably see him in the NCAA tournament next year with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way things work. Clayton Custer certainly proved that at Loyola and after leaving Iowa State. And, go out there, get a year, find a school that you can jump in the lineup right away and contribute and have a heck of a time your senior year.
Yeah, so that opens up a scholarship spot for the Iowa Hawkeyes as well. And takes away one of the shooters, but hey, he wasn't going to take time away from Joe Wieskamp next year.
Right.
Let's just put that out there. All right, 21, make it 22 past the hour of 3 o'clock. More on the world of sports coming up. We'll talk more about Iowa football and Kirk Ferentz meeting the media today. But we're going to turn our attention to the world of NASCAR coming up here next as Landon Cassel set to join us. Landon's back in the world of NASCAR, and we'll talk more about that coming up here in just a little bit. You're listening to the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5, 106.3 FM, presented by Third Base Brewery.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers. At Third Base Brewery, we've been refining our brews for over 20 years with perfection in every pour. And our All Your Favorites with a Few Surprises menu is just as tempting. That's why people always come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in, Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Every personal record you achieve makes you want to set another and another and another. That's what it feels like to be a sales consultant at Zeta 2.9, The Gym, and Smart FM. As your clients' businesses continue to win, you become even more passionate about helping them. And your success is supported by a bunch of sharp, creative, love this place people. We're adding someone to our tribe right now. So if you feel the way we do about this community, about working hard, and about helping local businesses, email Steve at KZIA.com to apply.
March Markdown Madness is going on now at Jungie Automotive Group. I'm Jason Jungie, inviting you to shop one of our three corridor locations for slam dunk savings this month. You can also get entered to win free gas for a year. Jungie offers you a wide selection of brands and competitive pricing on new and used vehicles, and our service centers always give you fast and affordable auto care done right. Visit one of our three Jungie Automotive Group locations today to find your next vehicle and enter to win our grand prize gas giveaway.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association at this station.
Back with you on the Gym Class, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM here on a Tuesday at 3:24. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming up next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. We got NBA basketball coming your way tonight for you right here on KGYM, as we will have Oklahoma City in Boston to take on the Celtics coming up tonight. Coming up this weekend, the NASCAR's Monster Energy Cup Series heads to Martinsville to get the short track season underway. And great to have Landon Castle back behind the wheel, as he is going to be driving back on the series, the 00 car this weekend. And Landon joining us on this Tuesday to talk about that. And congratulations. That's that just sounds great, doesn't it, to get back behind the wheel?
Yeah, it sure does. I'm just, you know, I hate missing the first couple races of the season, but I'm looking forward to getting some laps in and working with a new team. Starcom Racing is a new organization in the sport. They seem really ambitious and ready to grow, and I feel like that's kind of been a good fit for me over the last few years, is working with teams that are kind of trying to find their footing or get a good establishment on their equipment. So I'm glad I could be of service.
Starcom headed up by Derek Cope. What did you know about this team before the last couple days, Landon?
Not a whole lot, to be honest with you. And I haven't, I'm still going to get to know the owners here and really understand what their goals are and how they operate over the next few days. Tomorrow will kind of be my first official meeting with them all. But what I do know is that, you know, there's a real opportunity in the sport of NASCAR right now, just on the ownership landscape and the way the teams operate. The sport's going through a lot of changes. You know, owners that have been in the sport for a long time are easing their way out of the sport, or they're getting kind of to retirement ages. So there's an opportunity for ownership groups to come in and be the next generation of NASCAR team owners. So I think these people with Starcom have identified that they see an opportunity. They want to go race. They have a good business that can kind of support their racing efforts, so it can be a bit of their hobby, but also a real business for them as well. So, you know, I think that this is just very early stages for them and their growth in NASCAR, and they're kind of learning the ropes and learning how it all works.
Yeah, and of course, this weekend heading to Martinsville, and you will have the STP 500 as the short track season gets underway. And certainly Martinsville is a very interesting track, flat half mile, and it's a very physical track. There's a lot of beating and banging going on out there at times. But how do you feel? How do you like Martinsville?
I've always liked Martinsville. You know, a lot of people think that because it's a short track, it is maybe easier, but I feel like it's definitely as tough as any of them. I mean, you don't have the aero factor involved or anything like that, but the engineering is still important. The balance of the car, getting the handling right, is still extremely important, because that's the type of place, if you got a bad handling car and you got to use too much brake, and then you're building a lot of brake heat, you got a lot of tire wear, just by the time you get beat out of the groove and then find a slot, the leader is right there behind you, ready to lap you. And once the leader roots you out of the way, you got a whole line of cars coming. And by the time you let that whole line of cars go again, you're right back with the leader behind you. So it's just a tight place, and you just kind of have to race offensively all day long. So it'll be tough, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm like I said a little bit earlier about working with new teams, I always kind of get excited to drive a new car And I really get into the engineering side of the sport. I love the way I love trying to figure out how to make a car go faster. So to hop in a car and give feedback on what I'm feeling is sort of what I like to do. So hopefully I can contribute to their program.
Landon, what are your expectations in this car and with this team, not only this week, but at Texas in April?
I think that right now it's going to be hard to really make a long-term difference in the operations right off the bat. I mean, hopefully we can, you know, allow these first couple of races to build into more opportunities. But, you know, obviously I hope to just jump in the car and make some sort of difference right away, just in my driving abilities. I hope that I bring more speed. I hope that I can get them a better finish without tearing up the race car. And that will be a success right off the bat. You know, if we go beyond just running two races together, I hope that after Texas, you know, we can have a conversation as a team to say, hey, what do we need to do to be better? And what kind of changes can we make, or what kind of things can we do to progress? And I hope they include me in that conversation. I hope that, you know, I hope that I provide enough value to them that they seek that information out of me. I mean, that's the kind of thing you have to work towards as a driver and as someone like me that's been in the sport for a while. I don't want to just show up and drive. You know, if you're not competing for wins every week, you know, that can kind of get tough, you know? So if you're, for me to go into a situation and know, hey, this is something I want to grow with, I want to make this better, and I hope that my information is valuable, that's what I would look for in an opportunity.
And you're going to have red, white, and blue colors on, driving for the U.S. First Responders Association. So that's a really neat deal, too.
Yeah, it is. And the Copes have a good relationship with that association, and it was cool that they're putting them on the car. You know, the team is definitely I'm hoping to find some sponsorship as the year goes on. You know, I've been searching for sponsorship as well myself. I've talked to multiple teams in the sport, in the truck and Xfinity series and the Cup series. And actually there's some really good opportunities for me right now, beyond just these Cup races that I'm doing with Starcom, but in the Xfinity series. I mean, there's opportunities with teams that can win races that have contacted me and that I would love to engage with and drive their car and compete for wins. And my strategy behind that has been, man, I want to find some Iowa-based companies that can take me there. You know, there's races that are non-companion races that maybe their full-time Cup drivers aren't going to make it to. The Iowa races, including that, and that have open sponsorship for some of these teams. So, you know, I would love to be able to connect with some Iowa-based companies and say, hey, let's take an Iowa driver and an Iowa sponsor and go run both Iowa races or go run a handful of Xfinity races and compete for wins. So, you know, it's definitely something that I've had my sights set on this year as I'm trying to kind of position myself to have that next stage of success in my career.
I'm wondering, Landon, since last October when you parted ways with Front Row Motorsports, your range of emotion since that time.
Well, I mean, it's been up and down. Just it's hard to be out of a race car and not be in the field or not be locked into the field. But you know, I feel like I need to put myself in a position where I can succeed as a driver, and I want to, you know, kind of like I talked about having opportunities to win races in the Xfinity series. It's like I want to be in a position where I can partner with a company and go win races on behalf of my hometown or my home state. You know, I think that it's tough being out of the car, but I kind of have to remind myself of the big picture of what I'm trying to accomplish here and why, you know, why I'm kind of put myself, you know, why I've made the moves that I'm making.
Landon Castle joining us here on a Tuesday. He's going to be behind the wheel for the Starcom Racing car in the race coming up in Martinsville and following that at Texas. And you said this might open doors for some of the other series out there. And you've tweeted out the fact that Xfinity, heck, Truck Series, whatever the case may be, if you get a good ride, you know, you want to be out there driving it, and like you said, get a chance to taste victory lane. That would certainly help then procure something maybe down the line a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I feel like I've made it in the sport as a guy that that is hired on his talent, and that's what has kind of kept me in the opportunities that I've been in. But they've always kind of been in the teams that you know, that are emerging teams, or they have limited sponsorship and they need a really good driver to kind of carry the where anywhere else that the team is lacking. And it's like, you know, I've kind of reached a point where I'm like, you know what, long-term commitment I make as a race car driver, I want it to be in a place that I can win races. So, you know, hopefully this kind of down period, can open doors for me to, talk to companies and talk to sponsors and kind of show them this plan, show them what I have to offer, what the sport has to offer, and go together as a package deal in a position where we can win races. You know, I've got a lot of interesting opportunities off the track that are kind of fun and pretty cool. I'm working with NBC right now and going to be doing a lot of content with them and their midweek shows and their NASCAR America show. I'm going to be, you're going to hear me in the booth for some K&N races as well. Mm. So it's kind of dabbling in this media world and TV world. And I know, you know, Dale Jr. and I have been talking a lot about some of the content that he's wanting to make to feed the hunger of his fan base that is just starving for more NASCAR based content. So he's someone that I talk to a lot about making content. So, you know, these are all kind of moves that I feel like I've deliberately made to strengthen my brand in hopes that it can kind of all work together as a race car driver in the sport.
If you ever want to grab my headset and sit in with Scott for an hour, feel free, Landon.
I might have to do that.
It'd be fun for both of you.
Hey, maybe if I can find a ride and come do the Iowa races, I'll come up there. I'll take your job for a couple of
Sounds
shows.
Great.
That'd be tough. Or sit with Mark, either way.
No. You guys have a longer history.
There you go.
And, of course, you know, talking about that and making the transition. And I know you were looking for that ride in the off season, and thankfully something has come now as far as the Monster Energy Cup Series is concerned. But even up to the very end, I mean, how tough was it to watch the Daytona 500 this year and not be in it? That had to be tough.
It was tough. I mean, but like I said, I mean, it's just a thought of kind of reminding myself what I'm doing and what the goals are and where I'm focusing. You know, I felt like there were maybe some opportunities that I could have done, but I would have been forcing it, and I didn't want to force the situation and just put myself in a position where I was pigeonholed into a long-term commitment in a place that didn't have an end game for me. So it's been the hardest thing ever has been sitting out of these races, but you know, it's kind of a sit back and make a new plan and attack it. I feel like the one thing that I can do as a person that I believe in myself is when I commit in my head to something that I'm going to do, I kind of beat it to death until it happens. And I know that's what's gotten me this far. So, you know, through all these challenges, I've just kind of had to recommit myself to the plan.
I found it very interesting, Landon, on Twitter, that you've gotten a ton of support in the last few months from fellow drivers.
Yeah, I mean, I've I guess I've been in the sport long enough that I've raced with all these guys. I've hung out with them all at some point, and I just try to keep good relationships. But they there's a lot of good people in the sport, and I appreciate that support from them, especially on social media, because you know it means a lot for someone to speak publicly about you. And there's been other drivers that have even jumped on the hashtag Higher Landon train or things mm-hmm. like that, and that does mean a lot. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And Beckham's keeping you busy, right?
Yeah, he certainly is. He's actually, I'm out on the patio right now, and I can see him through the window looking at me. He just woke up from his nap. So, yeah, my son, he turns 3 in May, and he loves race cars. I can tell you that, which is a little scary to me. he sleeps with his race cars every night, and he talks about race cars in his prayers every night, too. So, he loves race cars, but he also he does pretty good with a golf club. I'll tell you, as a proud parent, he drained a 30-foot putt the other night. I don't know if he was aiming at the hole or where he meant to hit it, but it went in the hole, and that's all that matters. So he's trying to keep him. Golf would be a nice thing for him to pursue, though, I think.
Well, now you know how your dad was when you were growing up, right?
Right.
Loving golf.
As a parent, and I think one thing that my dad did for me was identifying at an early age how much I loved racing and cared about racing. And so, you know, he didn't let me get distracted with other things that would have been fun and good to get into. He kind of knew where my heart was at. And it's when you're 10 years old, 11 years old, I mean, you can tend to follow the crowd, but it's your parents who really know who you are. And he knew where my heart was at. And he kept, you know, he always kind of helped keep me focused and kept the opportunities in front of me to chase what I really wanted to do. And as a parent, I just hope that I can do that for my son. I hope that I can see what he's into at a young age, and I can identify that and help push him along and motivate him to chase that.
Didn't you play golf in high school, Landon?
I did. I played a little bit of golf. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but I was racing, you know, I was so intense into racing. And during those years that, I mean, the time I spent golfing in high school was just more like time off, you know, like that was just what I did. I never gave golf a chance. I didn't focus on it. I've realized over the years that, golf is a nice business thing, social thing for me, but it doesn't make me a better race car driver. It's the training and the, endurance sports that really help me.
Yeah. Well, we'll look forward to seeing the 00 car, the next couple of races, hopefully beyond that. And, hopefully some things opening up for you, Landon. Appreciate it as always. And, thanks for joining us. We'll let you get back to Beckham now, and you can have some play time.
You got it. I'll tweet some more videos of his golf swing. Scott, you didn't see anything.
Sounds good. Thanks, Landon. Appreciate it. Landon Castle joining us here from his home in Charlotte, North Carolina, and he'll be back in the StarCom Racing 00 driving that Chevy coming up Sunday at Martinsville.
He hasn't just been sitting on the couch since October. You can tell that he's been talking to a lot of people. He told us he had some other opportunities that he really considered, and I don't think we've heard the last of Landon Castle.
No, and like I said, whether it be Xfinity, whether it be Monster Energy Cup, whether it even be Truck Series, not that there's anything wrong with the Truck Series. I think it may be the most competitive right now from top to bottom of the three.
It could be.
He just
but
wants something.
Once you're in the upper level of the
right.
Monster
yeah,
Cup,
absolutely.
You know, it's like going from the PGA Tour to the web.com.
Absolutely.
It's very competitive, still good golf, in this case, still good racing. But once you've been at the very highest level, it's hard to leave that.
No, I would agree with that. All right, we're going to take a break, come back before 4 o'clock this afternoon. We've got your Colonel's Opening Day Double Play Giveaway. All this week, we have tickets to the Saturday, April 7th, and Sunday, April 8th, Colonels opening weekend games at Veterans Memorial Stadium, Perfect Game Field. The Colonel is going to take on the Quad Cities River Bandits at 5 o'clock on both of those days. And we've got tickets to give away coming up before 4 o'clock here this afternoon. We will take a break, come back with more of the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming away right here on KGYM.
My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, two sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and four flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed four people, and it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes eight-piece chicken, three large sides, four biscuits.
Save on your next oil change when you purchase 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $28.95, plus get a $15 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn 200 bonus O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Back with you at 3:45 here on the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Basketball coming your way tonight at 7 o'clock. And if there wasn't enough bracketology out there, we have golf's equivalent of the brackets coming up this weekend, Mark. And they had a big unveiling last night. It used to be, I don't know, it used to be a lot simpler, I think, but... The new format, this is the second year for it. They're going to take the 64, break them down into four-person quadrants, and you play a round robin, and then the winner of that moves on. I think it's a better situation than what it used to be with the straight bracket play. You get more of the bigger names, I think.
Well, you're guaranteed three matches.
Exactly.
And nobody wants to go in there, lose the first one, and go home. Zach Johnson drew a group of Ross Fisher, Yuta Akita, and his neighbor, Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, the neighbor. They got to have some sort of a bet on that. But that'll be down in Austin, Texas again. Hopefully it's
Starts tomorrow.
Bit warmer. Yeah,
yeah,
hopefully a little bit warmer down there on their first day, second day of spring, than it will be here.
Speaking of warmer climes, Kirkwood women's basketball team in Harrison, Arkansas, as we speak, they're playing their first round game in the National Junior College Division II Women's Basketball Tournament, defending champion that the Eagles are, facing Gogebic Community College. That's a school in Michigan.
Yes, it is.
The 15th seed in this particular tournament. They're on the floor right now, no score that I can find to report to you.
We will try to keep finding that, and hopefully you'll have one before 4 o'clock this afternoon for you here on KGYM. And
Gogebic.
Best of luck to Kim Mule and the Kirkwood Eagles, by the way, as they try for another national championship. They are still playing baseball. It's in the third inning. 1-0, I believe. Iowa losing to St. Louis right now. Nope, 2-0. Solo home run. Solo home run in this weather? Holy smoke.
Wind blown out?
Looking out the window right now? Doesn't look super windy at this point, but maybe it is down there in Iowa City. I don't know. Kyle got an update. Is it windy? pick a mic, any mic, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys saw this. Probably not, because I just got the email 1 minute ago.
Brady Ellingson's leaving.
Yeah, we saw that. Brady Ellingson's leaving. Yeah. You guys know who else is leaving?
No, have not heard.
Okay, I'm gonna break this for you. Ahmad Wagner has been granted his release to pursue football.
You know what?
Seriously?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Football where?
He's gonna finish out this semester academically at Iowa before deciding on an institution to complete his college eligibility playing football. He's 6'7", 235 pounds.
People, there have been rumors out there to the effect that he would make a great tight end.
Mm-hmm. And you know what school produces pretty good tight ends?
Iowa.
The one where he's at.
But he's... I can't see him playing at Iowa for 1 year and jumping in front of Hockenson, Fant, Beyer, in that group.
Coach Staker at Coe, are you listening?
Or, you know,
UNI,
Western Illinois, one of those. So Ahmad Wagner. And there were rumors to the effect that Iowa basketball was going to have some departures. And I think those were the two that people were focused on for the most part. And now it's come to fruition. So Ahmad Wagner and Brady Ellingson will not be back with the Iowa basketball team next year.
Thank you for that update, Kyle. Appreciate it. Our poll question today at KGYM.
I was just kidding with him when I said Brady Ellingson.
Well, KGYMradio.com is where to find it, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Kirk Ferentz holding his new news conference today. Spring practice opens tomorrow. What is the priority for Iowa football this spring? Would it be wide receivers, solidifying the offensive line, the running back pecking order, linebackers, or identifying the backup quarterback? And we had an earlier tweet, wanted to know who the number one punter is. A particular texter thinks that's a pretty big priority as well. Ryan Gersondi right now is listed as your number one punter over Colton Rastetter.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. And for the second year in a row now, Iowa will have a very, very select and short senior day once again. One senior next year. The great Nicholas Bear, number 51.
God, his career's gone by fast,
hasn't it, though? Hasn't it, though? Got off to a little bit of a slower start, obviously, being a preferred walk-on. But still, man alive. Exit, as Todd puts it, exit stage left.
Wagner really wants to try football, huh?
He's got a football body on him.
That's interesting.
He has got a football body on him. And Antonio Gates had this plan go through. There have been others. Tony Gonzalez, of course, the most famous basketball to football player out there. But, yeah, a lot of people have been saying that might be the case. And sounds like that is going to be the case. Ahmad Wagner looking at his future, and obviously he thinks, or people have told him, you got a better chance to be an NFL football player than you do an NBA basketball player.
Senior season in Yellow Springs, Ohio, Wagner caught 58 balls for 1,028 yards and 17 touchdowns as a wide receiver.
Not bad. Unbelievable.
Good athlete.
Ahmad has been a tremendous teammate and an absolute joy to coach the past three seasons. Would you like to finish the quote from
We wish
Fran
him all well in his future endeavors.
He is excited for his future and wish him nothing but the best. They will work with Ahmad any way we can or they can to assist him during the transition. So there you go. Iowa basketball down to two scholarships now open as far as the Hawks are concerned.
David and Hudson weighing in, always liked Wagner, but that might be the best way he can help this team.
319-366-1600. We're going to talk a little bit of basketball when we come back. Interesting story that kind of formed over the weekend that's morphing a little bit more. So we're going to talk about that when we come back, give you the poll question one more time, and also, as we head to break, give you an opportunity to pick up tickets to opening weekend for the Cedar Rapids Colonels. We have a double play giveaway today. Two sets of tickets to callers 6 and 7 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. It is Gym Class presented by Third Base Sports Bar. Back with more after this.
Well, he wants scores, all the scores from Boston to Chicago.
She wants songs, all her favorite songs from Boston to Chicago.
You sing along to Little Red Corvette every single time it's on the radio.
And you still talk about the Big Red Machine.
Not as much. My teams are L.A. and Philly.
So you're an L.A. woman now.
Yeah, for baseball. And hello, Eagles all the way.
Just because they beat Brady, you are such a pretender.
Oh, Brass in Pocket, another great song.
Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
Most of us live the same way, paycheck to paycheck. That's why tax refund season at BillionAuto.com/GMC is such a big deal. With your tax refund, you may be able to get a lower payment on a new vehicle, like the all-new 2018 GMC Terrain. If your banker recently said no, maybe we can say yes. Apply online for credit pre-approval. All applications accepted. Not all will be approved. We are professional grade. Take advantage of tax refund season and view over 7,000 vehicles at BillionAuto.com/GMC or visit Billion Chevy Buick GMC Cadillac in Iowa City.
Hi, I'm Drew, Division President at Reinhart Food Service in Cedar Rapids, and Reinhart is looking to hire Class A CDL drivers. Our average driver makes $65,000 a year, has outstanding benefits, and is home every night for dinner. And right now, we're offering a $7,500 sign-on bonus to join our team. So call today at 319-390-7481 or apply directly at rfshires.com. rfshires.com.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the gym class with UNASH and Dukes, KGYM.
And congratulations going out to Nick in North Liberty and Chris in North Liberty. Maybe there are neighbors planning things out here like Kuchar and Zach Johnson as they get ready to play in the match play championship.
How about that?
There you go.
We do have a score update on the Kirkwood women's basketball team playing in the National Junior College Tournament. Right now at halftime, Kirkwood leads Gogebic Community College of Michigan.
You just like saying that.
52-20.
Can we pencil them in?
Advance them.
Advance them. Sharpie, Seth? Are you going to Sharpie them?
Up 32, advance them.
All right. So they will win their first round matchup.
And then we'll face host North Arkansas. This tournament being played on the North Arkansas campus. Or at least North Arkansas's home gym.
Okay. Of course, Purdue over the weekend got two wins, moved on to the Sweet 16, but lost their big man, Isaac Haas. And there was speculation of the fact that he was going to be in uniform, at least dressed, and had a brace on, going to try to go. Well, didn't happen that way. Did not get a chance to get into the game. Purdue advanced without him. But leave it to college ingenuity, Mark, at this point. According to the Lafayette Journal and Courier, and we've talked as well as Todd's show with some of their great reporters, Purdue has an excellent engineering program and an excellent sports medicine program as well, one of the top in the country. And the sports medicine program has reached out to a group of mechanical engineers on campus to see if they can get together and design an NCAA-approved brace for Isaac Haas to wear so that he can play in the Sweet 16 for Purdue.
Genius.
I love it. I think it's great.
Why not take advantage?
I think that's college ingenuity. That's helping your fellow student out. And I think it's fantastic. And knowing how basketball crazy the state of Indiana is, they will find a way to get him into that game.
What's an NCAA-approved brace?
I would imagine
Can't have sharp edges.
Right, no sharp edges.
Can't weigh 15 pounds.
Right. Can't use it as a weapon if you accidentally swing your elbow or something like that. Purdue's going to take on Texas Tech on Friday. By the way, we will have the Sweet 16 games for you on Thursday night and Friday night for you right here, beginning at 6 o'clock on KGYM. And I hope they get it done, not just because it's a Big Ten team. I'd like to see him have the opportunity to go out there and end his career playing on that big stage out there. By the way, Brad Metzger, formerly of Washington High School, now back in Indiana, tweeted out pictures of what stage they call it in Indiana, but the it'd be our sub-state finals here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Indiana's got the biggest arenas on high school campuses in the country. And tweeted out a picture of a 1A game that sold out an 8,000-seat arena.
Mm.
That's how basketball crazy they are. I think the Indiana State Tournament is this weekend. And I watched it, I think, from start to finish last year. I'll probably watch it from start to finish this weekend. It is amazing. It is amazing if you've never seen it. All right, Todd Brommelkamp Show. They're amazing as well. That'll be coming up next from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock, and then we've got for you NBA basketball coming up tonight for you. It'll be the Boston Celtics hosting the Thunder of Oklahoma City. Mark, we will see you tomorrow.
Mark Ironside tomorrow. Looking forward to it.
That'll be fun.
You bet.
All right. Stay tuned. Todd Brommelkamp Show coming up next.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Trico Force wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Trico Force wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of O'Reilly Auto Parts' free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Winning at sports and at sports broadcasting means changing things up.
Just like La Quinta Inns and Suites is changing up their look.
A renovated lobby that's so contemporary it even makes